Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. You're listening to Sex with Emily. I'm Dr. Emily, and on today's Throwback Podcast, we are revisiting my conversation with Dolly Josette. Dolly is a sexological body worker and vulva mapper. You might be wondering what the heck vulva mapping is. And let me tell you, knowing yourself better is the most powerful tool you can have in bed. And this tool is for everyone. This is a way you can learn your way around the special vulva in your life. We talk about all this and more. Stay tuned.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
I am so excited to welcome the Pleasure Muse. Dolly Josette's here. Dolly is a certified somatic sexological body worker, somatica practitioner. She helps people discover their erotic potential in their bodies, get into their physical and emotional needs. And so if you're someone like most of you listening who would rather watch Netflix than have sex, I know, I see you, I've been there, and you want to move up sexually and intimately with your partner, Dolly can talk to us about that. She sees people in LA, in Los Angeles. And she, what I love about Dolly is we always talk here about people are like, and it's called the Pleasure Muse. Right, Dolly, on Facebook and all that, and at
yes,
it's the at Pleasure the Muse. or pleasuremuse.com and at Pleasure Muse on Instagram.
That's right.
So, and Dolly's been on the show before. You can check out her podcast. But here's the thing about Dolly is that she actually embodies all the things that we talk about. Like Dolly's in a marriage; she's married, mm-hmm. and she's gone through challenges. But she knows so much. But she's taught me a lot about being in my body, getting out of my masculine energy. Being in the feminine, she walks out and she gives people pleasure and she teaches them about their own pleasure. Dolly, welcome to the show.
So great to be here. Thank you,
I'm
Emily.
I'm so glad you're here. You look beautiful and you brought us snacks.
Oh, I know. I love macaroons.
I love macaroons.
So colorful.
Last time
yummy.
Dolly was here, she was on a podcast 2 years ago. She came in and she did a lap dance for me.
Well, it's like, let's get into our bodies, and you and I were doing really, some sexy dancing.
Right, well, we were into Sheila Kelly. We did some pole dancing workshops because you guys, a lot of, you know, I talk on the, right, I'm here talking to all of you about your sex life, but the huge missing component, and I'm going to say it's a lot for women and men too, but let's talk about women for a second, is that we get completely disconnected from our bodies. And so dancing and movement and masturbation and doing things that get you into your body so you feel connected again. That's the key word is connection. We walk around so disconnected that Dolly's trying to teach me. I teach myself through I have my new meditation, masturbate, manifest thing I'm doing every day.
I love that.
So Dolly helps people connect too. So what are you seeing right now with a lot of your people? How do we get more connected?
Well, it's interesting because I see the spectrum from 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. I even have clients in their 70s. It's awesome.
I love it.
They want to just continue to enjoy pleasure and keep discovering. But what I notice a lot that gives me the biggest sense of sadness is the people in their 20s and their 30s really coming into me saying, I've never had an orgasm. I prefer porn to people. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do or what I think, but I don't really feel. It just feels numb, and I don't feel like really connected. So is this sex? Is this what it is?
Wow. Yeah.
And so it really blows my mind, and I see it differently, like with people coming out of marriages or premenopausal or kind of that after kids thing where they're wanting to reclaim their pleasure. They've maybe put some things on side. Kids maybe came first. Yeah. They're reconnecting with their partners. So it's different but similar.
Yeah.
In that, how do we get people reconnected?
How do we?
I think we've just moved into the stage of instant gratification. Everything is like here and now. So we want to, can we say bad words?
Say whatever you want.
Yeah, girl, So we want to fuck faster. Yeah. And we just want to get off, you know, in a way that, is it really about connection? Like, what? Who is it for? Who is your touch for? Is it really just to get off, to get to sleep? What is disconnected sex?
Yeah.
It's, you know, when there's no eye contact, when you're getting off just to go to sleep, to move quicker, to move faster, there's no anticipation.
Right.
There's no buildup. And this whole thing with, you know, text messaging and Instagram, those all are amazing tools. But when we think about our sex life and we want to put it on steroids and get it faster, quicker, harder, wetter, you need to go slower.
It's true, though. So let's talk about the build, because you're saying quick fix. When I hear quick fix, I'm like, there goes the foreplay. There goes the making out. There goes the oral. But what we're saying is it's that anticipation, the buildup, the teasing is that sweet spot. And I feel like, Dolly, you're so good at slowing things down and you actually teach people how to seduce and to tease. Mm. And whatever's right works for them. Not like a form. This is what I love for Dolly is that she's like, can read your energy in a way. Yes, we're here in California, but that's the best way I can say it and tailor it so it works for you. So how would you teach that to, like, I know you work with couples also. So whatever would be a great example of teaching a woman or a couple how to build anticipation again?
Well, depending on where they are and the stage of their relationship, one of my favorite stories is this one couple was going to break up. They were going to break up because he couldn't give her an orgasm. And it's this idea that he has to give her something, which is already like backwards. But right. but I don't want to shame people think that.
Because I thought that. I used to think it was the guy's responsibility. I didn't know it was my job. Yeah, yeah, that was my side.
So knowing your body, but you know, and that's just what people think.
Yeah.
And then she was feeling inadequate, like she was broken. Something's wrong with her. So they called me, and I always love to do work, first if I can, with a woman by themselves. And I do what's called, in my sexological body work, we do genital mapping. So I did a vulva mapping with her, and she was really shy. And I said, I work with whatever, just come with yoga pants, and we'll just see what's happening. So
is this what we did? I got to jump in. Dolly mapped my vulva.
Yes, I did.
So okay, so this, she takes off her pants, gets on the table, right?
You know,
or no?
She wasn't ready to.
I was like, Dolly. Dolly and I are friends. It was not sexual. I'm like, I want to do it. All my legs were up. Okay. I don't want to jump ahead. Okay.
But what we look for with genital mapping, and if somebody's not ready to take their pants off, if they're not ready like Emily.
I trust Dolly with my vulva.
Then we can start on the outside, and it's really just kind of retraining and getting their nervous system safe. But just teaching, like, cupping the vulva, breathing in, and then I started to teach different touchings, just connecting with her erectile tissue on the outer lips through her yoga pants.
Through her yoga pants. So, and it's not sexual. Like, Dolly, let me just back up. I didn't have an orgasm with Dolly. That's a separate thing that the vulva mapping is, and this is also to teach her own arousal. Dolly's not like,
this is about teaching people agency. So number one, we're going to get to the sexy. We're going to get to the erotic, especially when she brings in her boyfriend.
Right.
But the thing about it is, until you know how to play your body like an instrument,
right,
until I say, Emily, I have this erogenous zone right here on my neck. And if you just come over to it slowly and just do a little hot breath and maybe just have a little bit of my hair hit it, then I'm going to just like feel like this whole train of orgasmic channel like move through my back. and I've like mastered and worked it that I can just imagine you doing that I can like feel it.
Wow.
But it's knowing my body. So that's what like agency is. It's like I know my spots that really feel amazing. And when you are my partner, I'm going to say, hey, this is what feels really good. Right. Would you like to check that out?
Right.
So that's what it is. So with this particular girl, she was nervous. And of course, bless her heart, this is like, oh what, you're going to do what?
Right.
So once she felt safe with me and then I started going over the yoga pants, she's going, oh, well, could we take these off?
Right.
Oh, my God. See? So then I was like, sure, let me get my gloves on because it's one-way touch. And if we do touch genitals, it's with gloves. So we vulval mapped her. And we, thankfully, she didn't have any pain because sometimes we have to remediate pain.
Let's talk about if you – well, continue the story, but then what vulval mapping
is. We'll pop back over to that. But then we found 3 erogenous spots. She has homework. So I'm all about embodied masturbation, like truly breath and movement, and I guide you, and we can do things in the office, but it's, you know, a lot of self-study too, and what are you learning? Because we want to break you out of your habits.
Right.
So then we brought in her boyfriend, and then I taught him to vulva map her. And it was unbelievable. She's like, no, more like how Dolly touched, because he was moving really fast.
Right.
People generally touch the way they like to be touched. So he's touching her a lot quicker. So I just hold his hand just over her vulva, again, asking her maybe to push her body in. And then I say, okay, now do this a little harder.
The cupping over the vulva is a key move.
It's
just rest it.
Before your hand, sex. After sex.
Aftercare, pre-care.
Yes, that's a great way of putting it. Yeah. I never said that. I love that. And it's just like really relaxes, and you'll see the woman's like legs just even open up even more.
You just cup it.
Yeah, it feels so validating.
It's so, because you're like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm here. It's grounding.
Yeah. It's so connecting.
I feel like my vulva just got cupped sitting here. Dolly comes in the room, and my whole vulva just... It just sighed. It just took a little break.
About to get a massage.
It's amazing. But it's true. Just like, it's like when you put your hand on someone's head or their forehead. You feel safe.
Yeah.
So you taught him that, how to touch her.
Then it progressed. And then he was surprised at how hard some of the areas that she actually liked to be touched.
Because every woman's different.
Every woman's different.
So you found out examples. Where are they? Give an example.
So for her in particular, with the cupping, she really liked the pressing on the pubic bone.
Yes.
And then really once he started to touch right on the entrance kind of the introitus, which is the vaginal opening. So this whole thing, when I do vulva mapping, I touch a body part and I do, it's somatic learning. So I'll touch it and I say it. So we're learning anatomy. We're learning that you have, you know, a clitoral shaft, you know, about the clitoral legs, the vestibular bulbs. I mean, women have 5 erectile beds.
Yeah, I know.
Five of them. Oh my God, guess what?
What?
I just discovered we have more.
We do? More than 5?
We have an erectile bed in our ears. I didn't know this. I had an orgasm.
You did?
I totally did. I'm so getting off topic. But like we have more, and men have them too. And I learned that we have them in our nose. So this is why I think this whole thing of smell.
Yeah.
And then when people do come and talk into your ear.
But I'll have so hot.
It's like ridiculous. What's possible when you start opening your body up to the possibilities?
Right.
So back to the story, they went off for their homework. They had, you know, continuing this for the next 2 or 3 nights. They called me 3 nights later and they said, we have continued to lab, to play and figure this out. And we have been making love and she has had orgasms.
And she never was. Wow.
Not with him. And she had with, that's what was weird, is she kind of had before, but their bodies were still getting to know each other.
Right.
And she thought, something's wrong with me.
Uh-huh. Well, women do that. We think it's our fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do. And then they called me like 6 months later and they got engaged and got married.
Oh my God.
And here this was a couple who was going to break up.
Wow. That's amazing, Dolly. Because it's such a different side of it, because like here, you know, giving tips and talking to people, but you actually walk them through it, which is just so amazing. Because this is what I tell you all, that what you guys know about sex now is so limited. Like, we scratch the surface of our potential for pleasure, our potential for connection, like all the places on our body. And that's why I love this, what Dolly's doing, the sexological body work, but somatic, all of it.
It's a journey, because I was thinking about it. I was thinking about if I, like, talking about disconnected sex and all this instant gratification, like back in the day, right? Okay, I'm aging myself now. You know, the handwritten letters the emails and all of that kind of stuff where it takes a little longer. And I always had out-of-state boyfriends, so I really... Let me tell you, this is why I'm so fucking good about build up and anticipation, because I always had long distance relationships.
Yeah, maybe.
And I think also that contributed to why I'm really amazing with masturbation, because you have to use your fantasy.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a great fantasy,
I'll
let me tell you.
Bet, Dolly. Dolly's sexy little minx. She is. I just love Dolly. I mean, really.
But the quick and fast sex, you know, there's a time and a place for it. I don't want to bring shame to people, because there is a time where you have curiosity, right? You want to understand. But sometimes you just have to look at, why are you doing this? Are you looking for it for validation? Are you looking at it just to learn, to try something new? These are all okay reasons, but at some point, you're going to say, I want something else. And that's when you pick up some great books. I'm sure you've recommended. That's when you listen to Emily. That's when you come to see somebody like me. And I'm not the only one. There's amazing sex educators out there. Yeah. I still go see sex educators. I was just recently seeing my sexological body worker. I also just went to do the sub-dom class.
Oh, that's right.
I wanted to go.
I know.
There's always things to
learn. We are never done.
Yeah.
We are never done. I met Dolly because I was doing a somatica therapy training in San Francisco 3 years ago. It was intense. It was like every other month for 5 to 6 days.
It was intense.
But it was fun. Yeah, and you're never done learning. I'm still in therapy. Again, different kind, but we're never done, even as practitioners, because we want to. And Dolly's been going and doing it for a long time.
Yeah,
I mean, since you've been in this, because let's just say the last 5 years you've been doing this, or four, this
about
kind
five
of work.
Years, yeah,
but before that, like, you were not having, you didn't know your friggin'
didn't know
net
it.
Breath. She wasn't born knowing that someone talks into her ear.
Nope.
You had to discover it.
It's like taking a time out and just having this lab with yourself. You know, when I did my sexological bodywork training, like, truly, we had a marathon of what they call orgasmic yoga practice. Another easier way to say it is just mindful masturbation or embodied right? masturbation. And we had to do this every day. And the things you have to bump up against if you really take on the homework, it just starts to unfold and you start noticing things. Listen, I had a client the other day. We were working on giving and giving touch and receiving touch. And there's a touch called taking, when you're just like taking for your pleasure. And we were saying, okay, what kind of touch do you want? I want you to touch me. Okay, great. And this was just over clothes. And we were teaching him how to express things to his girlfriend, because he was feeling a lot of shame asking for things. So we want to break down that shame and say it's okay to ask for something. But it was interesting, because I was going to do a taking touch, which the touch was for me. I get to do whatever I want. And I just started to warm up my hands. And I stopped. I was like, oh my God, I just need to take a minute. He said, "What? Why?" I said, I'm warming up my hands because I live in the giving quadrant. I'm like this ultimate giver.
Right.
But I was doing it for your comfort, so you didn't have to feel the coldness of my fingers. So it was like this light bulb, where it's really actually very hard for me to be a taker.
I know.
That's why I really enjoyed that sub-dom class, because you really get into this power where I'm like a gentle dom.
Right.
Like I like it, but right. it's a whole nother way of being. Like, and that helps me get into my taking mode. And when you and I did that dancing with Sheila Kelly, then you're like taking the movement and taking, you know, in a different way. The music, if I put rock and roll music on, my body moves differently.
Right.
Not like gentle, like giver, nurturing Dolly.
Right.
Then I get like roll, like naughty provocateur.
Exactly. God, we've been through a lot together. Dolly and I, we've done the dancing, we've done the class, we've done a lot of different things, Dolly. You inspire me for sure. I have a question now. When we're talking about, though, this disconnection, I often tell women and men, like, what about bringing that energy within a couple? Like, do you think our erotic energy is something that we have to find on our own, or do you work, can couples kind of together, you can kind of help them stoke that erotic energy?
It depends. One time I had a couple come in, and it was really interesting because they did a full day with me. But the first thing that we did was the vulva mapping, and it was really hard because when I was working with her, I didn't get a chance to work with her. She was not really dropping into her own body. She kept saying, well, what do you think, honey? Well, what do you think?
Oh, well, it's so hard to let go, right?
It was so hard. And then when I was teaching him to work on her, he said, oh, are you going to make her so picky? So there was like already a lot of stuff like in between the lines. Like there was already under things of like,
he's felt rejected. She's been needy and right.
You could so hear it, all. It was so that made me think that that changed the way I like to work. Sometimes people don't have a choice if they travel to see me. But then I really like to see if a person can have their needs. What are their issues? Couples, even if we don't do body work, I can see a lot when I just have them do eye work with each other.
What, the first, just staring into each other's eyes. That was the first thing we did during our training.
Yeah, because you're looking for their style of attachment. Are they securely attached? If they want to go off.
How can you tell through their eyes staring?
Well, and then you can also start to see if there's a little bit of trauma or things going underneath. But this one couple, she couldn't, every time she was looking at her husband, she would just do like this. She would just look away. She couldn't stay there.
Wow.
And she had, as it turned out, there was some trauma that came up. But it was interesting. Then I said, let me just take a chance and you and I look to each other. And she was able to be there. Mm. So there was just some things that started to arise that in her nervous system, she was just even nervous. And this was her husband.
Yeah.
So imagine how that's affecting, you know, in their day to day. But with couples playing around and seeing how they talk to each other, right, how they can flirt with
you
each
teach
other.
That? You teach them flirt. You teach the flirting.
It's one of my favorite things.
I know, she's like a natural flirt. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, but when we get back, Dolly and I are going to answer all your vulva questions. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's a kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. Dolly Josette's here, the pleasure muse.
Hello.
She helps people feel more pleasure in their bodies and in their life. And it works. We're all here like mouth agape. The girls here have not met her. So I'm so excited. She's a dear friend. She lives in LA. She sees people one-on-one too. We'll put this in the show notes so you can find her.
Yes.
But I just love her advice and having her around. So we can take a call and then she's going to tell us about what to do about porn. Yeah.
So we got Melanie. She's 50 from California. She's got a question about menopause. Hey, Melanie.
Hey, Melanie. How you doing? Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
If you could turn off speaker, that'd be great.
Oh, wait, yeah, because I got you on my car phone. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, it's a little better now, yeah.
okay. Yeah, I have a question. I've been with my husband. We've been together since I was 22 and he's 21. I never had a problem having an orgasm ever. But since I hit 47, I've been losing my sensitivity down there. And it's at the point where I only have like a 10% of feeling down there. And it's like I'm totally losing my sensitivity as my
Well, it's the estrogen. That's what's happening. It's like the loss of estrogen. I mean, this really is happening with women. So have you gone to see your doctor or anything?
Yeah, she did put me... See, I'm having a period about every 4 months at this point.
Okay.
I'm going into it. And she put me on something called Prempro. But it caused me to bleed for like 2 months.
Don't do that. Okay.
Like, yeah. Get off of it.
Dolly, we've got some things here for you, but you know we're gonna have to say goodbye because it's really loud for you on speaker. But I think tell me your name.
Melanie.
We're gonna help you off air. I mean, when you're off the phone, but we're gonna keep talking.
So
okay, Dolly. Yeah,
keep talking. To
yeah,
Melanie.
Yeah, keep talking to Melanie.
So Melanie, one of the tricks that sexological body workers do is we do what's called remediation, and our biggest ally is castor oil. There's what's called ricinoleic acid in castor oil, and it helps with inflammation. It helps to re-lubricate the vulva, and it helps also to strengthen the tissue. Because what happens at your stage is the tissue start to thin, and you lose lubrication. I'm right there with you, sister. It's something that I'm dealing with as well. And our bodies change. And it's a fact of life. And sometimes it doesn't sound so sexy. But you know what? When you can have an education about it. And there's something I'll talk about with Emily down the road. But I just had my husband help me with some remediation that was actually very sexy. I have a video to show you later.
Oh, my God. Okay.
We'll talk about the next time.
I love her husband. Yeah.
But what you can do for your own self is just to get some castor oil. And do some application externally, just starting to kind of touch all your parts from outer to inner. And then the trick that we do is get an organic tampon without an applicator. It has to be organic. So Sprouts, Whole Foods carries them. And then soak it in the castor oil. Let it soak for like 5 minutes, roll it around, and then put it inside of you for about 20 minutes. So do that a couple of times. And there's this other thing that you can do called vaginal steaming. There's lots of herbs.
The V-Steam.
There's a woman, awesome, steamychick.com, I think. You can get a system for your own house. Maybe go see if you can find a spa that has one and see if you like it first.
I haven't done it yet, Dolly.
Okay, that's another date we have to
I know.
Have.
She's like, hey, you want a V-Steam? I get these things from Dolly. You want to go to a sub class? Want to go to get your vagina steamed tonight? It's amazing. Dolly's up on all the things. So you've told me about castor oil before. Yeah. That can help. For sure, I think with lubrication and rebuilding the wall, but there's also like, I don't know what her doctor gave her. It sounds like it's some kind of synthetic hormones.
Well, I mean, you know, there are hormone remediation.
Bioidentical.
Yeah, bioidentical
are better.
Is a little bit better, and you have to just be careful too with the estrogen. If you have breast cancer in your family, just be super careful. But in terms of just the natural way getting down there and just having that touch to start bringing back sensitivity, and then we can get your husband to teach you some amazing vulva mapping and just really bring back a lot of sensation to all of your parts. So that it's not just about penis and vagina, but we're getting all of the other elements activated.
So how do you, no matter what age someone is, Dolly, let's talk about that activation of arousal and teasing and just stroking and all the things.
So what happens with porn, I'm going to
bring it back to porn. Yep.
So what happens with porn, just like Instagram, just like all the likes on Facebook, whatever, it's their dopamine hits. So it's like dopamine, I get it. So it's like, oh my God, porn, you can have sex with, you know, 50 women in 5 minutes.
Exactly.
You know?
Especially with virtual reality porn.
Yeah. It's
Jesus.
Like all this like intense. But what you're doing is you're actually limiting your hormonal like waterfall. So you're not activating the nitric oxide. You're not activating the oxytocin. So you become a dopamine addict.
Right, for the porn.
Right. So we have to kind of, you know, the biggest thing that I like to tell porn watchers is to become more embodied. Stand up when you're watching porn.
Why?
Because then you start moving your whole body. If you stand up, if you're standing up, so I'm not saying that women don't watch porn. Absolutely.
Right.
There's porn that I like to see. But let's say we're talking about a man and they're just watching it on their laptop, hand on penis, that's it. So stand up, move your laptop up higher, and start to move your body. Start to breathe. Start to just see what you notice. Maybe then you're going to move off the porn and then maybe put on some music. If you start activating your whole body, you're going to start to notice and feel other things. People who do this, the man who founded sexological bodywork as a profession, he does this whole thing called porn yoga. And he had people really, you know, do this and really commit to watching porn for so long, standing up. And then over time, what consistently happened is the porn became less interesting to them because their body started like activating and moving, and they started to feel more pleasure throughout their whole body. So we want to break the dopamine addiction, and we want to actually move and feel the pleasure and expand it just from our genitals and move it throughout the rest of the body.
That can really happen. That is a practice to feel very intently the pleasure throughout in our genitals, and it spreads. Because I think we are so focused on that hit it and quit it orgasm. Men and women are these one spots. And what Dolly's just, when I always say things are expansive and sexually, this is what she teaches, how to find all those pleasure spots on our body.
Yeah.
Good point, Dolly. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break, but when we get back, we're going to take your calls and answer your questions about how you and your partner can find your orgasm.
We got James. He's 29 from Florida. He has a question about giving his girl an orgasm.
Okay, James. Hi, James. We'd love to help you. You have two orgasm experts here.
Like,
hey, James.
Say, I'm a new listener. I just started listening to you tonight, and so far I really love the show.
I'm so glad. Thank you. Welcome to the show. We're on every night, weekdays.
I'll definitely tune it in. Well, my question is, I've been with my girlfriend for about 4 years now, and we have tried everything. We've tried different lubricants. We have tried excessive amounts of foreplay, everything, and we cannot achieve orgasm for her.
Okay.
She's achieved orgasm with other men in her past, so it's not an issue of her. She's 29 as well. But we're just kind of at a loss. I mean, the foreplay doesn't work. Masturbation for her doesn't work. We've tried using vibrators, toys, and nothing seems to work. And, you know, I'm starting to kind of feel like maybe it's me.
No, it's not you. See, this is what we do, because often we want our partners to feel so much pleasure, and then we feel bad that it's us. It's not you at all. It's I love that you're both working on it together, but I would say that she's got to spend some time alone also figuring out her body and masturbating and figuring out, because there's a lot of pressure if you're there with her and you're both doing it. I've tried to do those exercises, trying to find my G-spot with a guy. I was like, nope, I'm going to find this on my own and bring it back to you. So it sounds to me like, it's 4 years, a long time. And so I think we got to switch something up. What do you think, Dolly?
Yeah, I think maybe taking it off the table as like the goal to get to. Because what happens is then that just becomes a goal, and frustration and insecurities come up.
Yes.
So have the journey. Like, instead of, you know, like take the coast highway and then just see what happens. One of the things that's really nice is to start to overload the body with sensation. So one of the things that is a nice little trick that I like to do is those little under bed handcuffs that you like put underneath the
restraints.
Mattress.
Yeah, I have those sports sheets, they're called. They're under bed restraints.
Do. You gave me some of them for my anniversary. Didn't connect underneath for some reason.
They didn't? Okay, I'll give you more.
No, but I found my old one when we did our move.
I dropped off lube at her. I dropped off, anniversary presents. Okay,
This idea to just like bring her full body to pleasure. So it's an idea. It doesn't mean you have to have this tool, but it's fun. Because if she's kind of has her arms tied and her legs, but everything is about consent. If she needs to know what her yes is.
We've tried the tying before, And we got a little bit closer with it. Let me say as well, for her, she always feels uncomfortable masturbating for whatever reason. She doesn't like to discuss it with me. But
that's the problem
right there. Stop talking. That's the issue.
There's
shame there that she has to unravel.
Right.
And the shame is preventing her from actually being able to let go and surrender to the full orgasm.
Okay.
And there's something going on, but it's peculiar because of the fact that she has orgasmed with other men and not with you. But you also sound like an incredible man. You sound really safe on the phone. There might be something that she actually feels like she can do some healing right now.
Yeah.
And we have to look at sex is great for fun. Sex is great for procreation. But sex is also healing.
It's very healing.
And so there is something going on in your dynamic that she's actually probably feeling free that she can actually look at this on a deeper level. I mean, 4 years later, man, and you are there loving her, calling on a show, trying to figure this out.
Yeah.
I have goosebumps. Yeah. Like, what a guy that you are.
We've been together for 10 years, but
amazing.
You know, I was separated due to work, you know, and it was basically a long-distance relationship until the last 4 years.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys, again, it's a long time to be together. So I think you're right, though. If she has something she doesn't want to talk about that intensely, like that's something that she has to work on right now.
Yeah. Like, and there's some sexological body workers in Florida. I think the website is sexologicalbodyworkers.org. I'll make sure.
Are you in Florida or are you in California?
No. Oh, didn't you say you were in Florida?
Yes.
California. Oh, Florida. Okay. Got it.
Florida.
And so there are, I know one that's our dragonflies are.
Oh, we have a friend.
Yeah.
Should we say her name?
Dragonfly.
We studied sex. She's legit.
Yeah. But she didn't just do somatica. She's a sex bot like
yes.
me.
Yes.
So there's just a lot of learning and a lot of unraveling. So something has been triggered that she's not able to let go, but she feels safe enough to
right.
explore.
So she
this
can
with
learn
you.
To undo this wiring so she can learn to have pleasure again.
Yeah.
Like we get tripped up, right? Something happened and it got stuck.
And the other thing, though, too, is because in this other hat I wear when I'm not working on people's bodies, but I'm looking at how are you showing up? Like how are you showing up in this relationship? We also want to make sure that your outside persona, you know, versus your bedroom persona. It's great that there's safety. There's great that there's consent. But we also want to see how can we get you a little bit more in your cock.
I'm so laughing at Dolly because it's true. Like, is there a way that you could be more, stand up more and be more...
Not forceful, but like cockfident is the confident. Name of a book that one of our teachers wrote.
Our teacher wrote a cockfidence. I have it here on
get
the shelf.
Get that book. Cockfidence.
One thing that's a little difficult for me is, you know, she always wants me to be the man and take charge, you know, in the bedroom. And there's times when I would like to be dominated a little bit. And that's,
this is the whole, right.
And I know, Emily, you spoke earlier about promescent. How well do you recommend that? Because I've tried KY's brand.
No, it's much better than KY. I'm friends with the owner. Promescent is for PE. It's a quickly absorbing delay spray. Promescent is the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. I've been working with them for 6-7 years. I know the owner, and they came to me. I'm like, does this really work? So I know a lot about it. And everyone, I mean, I've not heard anyone emailing and saying they didn't like. Honestly, I have to say, I absolutely recommend them with my full heart and confidence.
Okay, because I think maybe that's part of the issue, because we've had times where we've gotten almost to that point, and
you don't last long enough.
But it, for her.
But I don't think that, okay, maybe, but there's a lot of other things going
maybe.
On here.
And there's also, there's different sexual styles too. One of my colleagues, Jaya, she did this thing called Erotic Blueprints, and she talks about sexual style, kinky, energetic, sensual. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like love languages,
right.
but for sex. And if you all are kind of hitting on different places, then you're speaking a different sexual language than she can receive. So for example, my husband is sexual. Like, it's like he's just game on.
Always.
And I'm stacked a sensual, energetic, kinky, and then sexual. So we have all this work to do to get to my turn on. But he's
and
once
that
we
sounds like us as well.
Yeah. Amazing. But you could do the work to get there.
Yeah. So once we discovered this, I did some one-on-one work with Jaya at one of her conferences. It was amazing. Once I discovered my language and how my body spoke, when I'd come home, he'd say, "Honey, I have a bath running for you." I'm like, "Oh, thank you." So all of a sudden, my sensual was spoken to and my needs were getting taken care of because I'm the one, "Honey, you want a bath? Honey, let me get you dinner. Let me do this." I'm like such that role of wifey. Emily can attest.
Yes, yes. She brought us macaroons. Like, she's the most caretaking person in the world, which they're really good.
But at the same time, he knows that if he wants to activate my sexual or get me in a place to have my body nurtured with lotion or oils, then he speaks a little bit to that energetic where he's moving in slowly. He's not too fast. And then he may be the kinky. That's why we did those tie-ups for the bed. And so then he's incorporating the sensual and the room is lit and all of these things. And my body just gets overloaded. But you know what he does?
What?
He says, "I'm not going to give you my cock until he you beg for it."
Really?
And that, my dear, is the anticipation.
He just says that after all?
No, when we did that one particular night.
Oh.
Because he's just like, it's like that whole thing with the denial.
Denial, yeah.
And that's the thing with this instant gratification and just getting to sex and everything. It's like teasing, like you want it, but then you can't get it.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I got hooked with him the first night we met. We met on Match.com, right? So then we have this date. And then we go to, after our date, we had like some appetizers and drinks. Then we went to Godiva and he bought a couple of pieces of chocolate and he handed me my chocolate really close to my lips. We'd done nothing. We didn't kiss. And it was our first meeting and he was holding it real close to my lips. And I just like looked up at him and then I said, "Well, I'd like to share my chocolate with you too." He's like, "Well, would you like a bite of mine?" So we just did this like really like prolonged biting of each other's chocolates, like right next to the finger.
Right.
What is that thing? Wow. And then I could just see the shape of his lips. And it was just like the most hot non-kiss kiss.
Wow. The first time you met.
And then we said goodbye. And then, no, he walked me to get the car. And I was like, "Is he going to kiss me?" And then, but I just loved that lingering. He came in and I just kind of turned my head for a hug. And then we went off. But that's the buildup.
That's the thing, the lingering,
the
sweet, right?
The tease. So once we kind of know each other's language of our sexual language, he can kind of feed into it. But you know, I felt bad for him the other night.
Okay, well, thank you, James. James still on? James, you're awesome. I think we helped him a lot.
Thanks.
Okay, James,
so we're
going to have you figure all this out. I'm glad you found the show. Okay, go ahead. I love Dolly and Jason. Go. Keep going. Thanks, James. Yeah,
what
go.
I felt bad about the other night is he said something, and I said earlier with our Melanie menopausal lady that, you know, I'm going through my stuff and my libido is like changing and I'm like figuring this out. And he goes, "You know, honey, I'm trying to do all the sensual stuff and I'm trying to figure this out." He goes, "But I had this dream last night. I woke up and I was feeling really sexual and I have shame for it." And I felt terrible. I was like, "You know what? You should not have shame for being your sexual. That is amazing." You know, and so just because I have my, now we know my languages. Right. Listen, for my, like 9 years of my, 9 years, or 7 years before I discovered this other aspect, I was always feeding his sexual.
Right.
Because that's what we do.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh, he's going to like this. He's going to like that. And of course I had enjoyment too. But once I learned my body, I could actually build more trust, more intimacy. I wasn't crossing my own boundaries with things. And I was able to open up and we were able to deepen our intimacy, deepen the orgasmic potential, all of these things. But the other night, I was like, "You're doing so much. You're so amazing."
Right.
And so
I love that Jason says, he's like, "I have guilt around this."
I know, he's
learned so much.
Learned so much.
They truly are like my favorite couple. Like, I joined them on their anniversary. I mean, not in that way, but I would have, maybe.
Quick question.
Yeah? Love you, Emily.
You just have me so encaptured right now. What was the recommendation to find out your sexual language? What was it that you said?
There's a lot of different ways to do that.
Yeah. The one that I was specifically talking about is the Jaya Blueprint.
Jaya Blueprint.
Yeah, Jaya Erotic Blueprint. So I can leave some information.
Yeah, yeah, leave some information. And Dali, you could work, people could, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of different ways to figure
it out.
There's
different, there's other people who, she has erotic blueprint coaches. I mean, she has a whole program. That's what I'm saying is my contribution to this space is I love to see people. I love to empower people. But there are other people. There are other amazing books. It's just like, how can you learn?
What would be a great book to start on this, you think, for people, Dali? At Pleasure Muse. You can find Dali Pleasure Muse and PleasureMuse.com.
For what, Emily?
For like a book that you think would help people with their... God, we had to read so many books for Somatica. Like, there's so many layers that Dali didn't just... We had to do a lot of work to figure out
our stories. You know, one of my favorite books
Our sexual stories is
Esther Perel's Mating in Captivity.
Yeah, that's a great book for relationships.
It's really a good book. And why I really resonate with it is because she speaks to a lot of the things that I like to teach couples, and it's that building of anticipation. It's like, okay, you know, this ideal goal of, you know, marriage and kids, and then, oh, what happened to the sex, you know?
Which is the condition that happens to everybody. Yeah. So there's all these different modalities that people can figure out the way to get your sex life back on track again. Like, it's going to happen. I always want people just to know that it's going to shift and change, and how are you going to shift and change with it? And it helps to really learn it together, get into your body or in yourself if you're single. I'm never done learning.
No, never. And when you can understand like how you like to be touched, and that's when it comes back to the masturbation, gentle, firm. And it's different when somebody brings, if you know yourself, then when you have partnered experiences, even better.
Yeah, exactly. You bring that to the table and don't worry about the shame. I mean, I think that's the other thing is that sometimes once we figure this out, then we're like, how do I talk to our partner about it?
Yeah.
But you just got to bring it. Your partner wants to please you. This goes for men and for women and whoever you're with. That the more you know, that is power. And that's confidence, too. That's the real kind of confidence that comes with really knowing your body. Mm-hmm. And it's a journey. And I encourage everyone to go on that journey.
And you know how we told our Florida guy, like, get cock.
James.
What is his name? James. I love James. Like, get in your cock. And he said something about, well, I like to be a little bit, you know, dominated sometimes. There can be a way that you just get into that, but it's called like topping from the bottom. Mm-hmm. That's what the term is. So it can be that you go to your girlfriend, James, and say, you know what I'd really like? I'd really love it if you got on your knees just touched my inner thighs, and you're asking for it, but then you say, and then I just want to close my eyes and just pretend like you're this masseuse, and I'm just going to surrender and not say anything else, and then you tell me what you'd like to do next. So it's like you're starting it.
Yeah, like you're creating your own adventure together. Who could ever say no to that?
That was such a sexy voice.
I want to go massage Dali's thighs.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, I feel like if I said that, it would come off loud and direct, like I demand
it. It's practice.
So I feel like I would, yeah.
But you know what? That might just be the kind of dom you are. You might
see, I don't know which.
There's no right. There's no right or wrong way.
No, but that's just playing with it. The whole dom stuff. It's like when you want to find out, like especially for women or men, you look at the archetypes. This is what I learned from Adore. You look at the archetypes of women from history, women from literature, from the silver screen, from the news, superheroes, whatever. So you look and you kind of list them. It's a great exercise to do with girlfriends. We could do it later.
Yeah.
So then you figure out
Dali's
who you
coming
like.
Over for vulva mapping and wine.
You figure out who you resonate with. And like who you idolize. It's Cleopatra, if it's Medusa, it doesn't have to just be like the sweet women. It can be like the badass, like intense women. And then you find out the attributes. Then you start writing their attributes. Then once you figure out all the attributes, and you circle the ones that seem to keep coming up. And then you kind of see who are you jiving with? Who are you resonating with? Doesn't mean who you are.
In our sexual selves or in our in ourselves, because I know these exercises are like who you might identify as one thing in your life, but it's not how you are sexually. It's not your erotic story.
You have to decide, because when I did mine, I did this recently, and mine were like the attributes were like, you know, healer, to be revered, loving, mischievous, like all of these types of things. And it was kind of more like caretaker, what have you. And then I started to see these other things, like my Magdalena. I wrote down Magdalena, somebody I really was into. Like a little bit of the outsider, a little bit of the, you know, rebel,
right,
kind of. So then you kind of look to see, you know, maybe today I'm going to be the nurturer, caretaker. And then the next day I'm going to be, you know, the little rebel.
Yeah.
So it's just you finding that voice, because you, the way you just said that, you're so direct. You'd be like, you know what? Get on your knees.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
That's
this
true.
Is the thing about sex, is that everything
different
goes.
Hearing it from somebody else than the way I think I sound.
Listen, you could say anything you want in bed if you are fully embodied and if you feel good about it and it's coming from like your true place that you figured out that's where you feel the most dumb. There's not like a right way to even ask for what you want, to talk dirty, all the things. That's why with porn, people are like, oh, I don't want to talk dirty because I feel like I should just do it the way I saw it. We all get to develop our own dirty voice.
Exactly.
Our own way of asking for
it. And then if you can just tell somebody, I want you to tell me to touch. I won't touch you unless you tell me exactly where and how.
I like that.
All right. Then you're passing the baton.
Yeah. You keep passing the baton. That's such a good thing. So Dolly, my dear friend, we could all listen to you online. PleasureMuse.com. She's at PleasureMuse. Thank you, Dolly, for being here. Find her at the Pleasure Muse. Pleasure Muse would all be in the show notes. PleasureMuse.com. Dolly, so amazing. So inspiring. We're all super turned on by you and everything that you've shared about being more connected to your body. There's so many different paths to pleasure. So that was very inspiring. All right. Business with Emily. Find me Monday through Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific on SiriusXM Stars for even more awesome sex talk, calls, and segments. It's a great time. You can find more at sexwithemily.com/SXM. Also, follow me on all social media. It is Sex with Emily across the board, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And you know, if you have any email questions and everything, it's feedback@sexwithemily.com. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.